News Talk ZB, it is coming up 5:15. Well, the iwi, which owns Lake Taupo, has turned to the High Court to determine whether it can continue to charge businesses for using the lake. Te Whareroa was first granted the right to charge fees in 2007 by the then Māori Affairs Minister. It currently has an agreement with about 40 businesses, but it also wants to charge the nearly 50 others who haven't bought into this. Chief Executive of the Te Whareroa Māori Trust Board, Topia Rameka, is with me. And good evening to you, sir, and thank you for your time.
Kia ora, Larry.
If you are able to charge businesses already, why are you returning to the High Court? What's this about?
Well, we're not returning to the High Court. This is our first time that we're seeking a declaratory judgment with the High Court. The reason being is that we're engaging with a group of operators. They require some clarity in terms of what the deed says. So we think the most easiest place, the most simple place for this to be resolved is by seeking a declaratory judgment by the High Court.
And what does the deed say? The legislation is in place, isn't it, that allows the tribe to charge a fee. Is that correct?
Correct. We believe we have all the rights in place that make that clear. So any commercial operation that's operating on Lake Taupo or its rivers requires express consent and authority for that to take place. Of note, this does not impact any recreational users. That right is guaranteed by us, and that's not to be changed. This, what we're dealing with here, is simply around commercial businesses.
Does it specifically state that you are allowed to charge a fee?
Correct.
And does it state what that fee is to be?
No, that's a commercial matter that we engage with individual operators on a case-by-case basis.
Right, so essentially you could charge what you want, I guess.
Well, in theory, yes, but what we've done is we've looked around the world and we've looked across the country at what models exist, and we believe we've identified some key methodologies that are standard practice, and we're looking at employing those.
And is your methodology, well, that method you're saying you're looking to employ that, does your methodology, do you employ that with the 40 businesses who pay a fee now?
Yes, we do.
And that model is what, about 7% of income? Is that how it works?
That's one option, but just to note that we've got different businesses, different types of businesses in place on our lake, and these are all different. There are some very small ones, there are some large ones, and depending on what type of activity they are, it depends on what type of methodology, I guess, we have in place.
Right, and can you explain this, if you will, because I don't actually understand it. You own the lake bed, don't you, and what, the air above it. Is that what has been determined here?
Yes, so our position is that when the lake bed was returned in 1992 and conferred to Ngāti Tuwharetoa, that also included the rights to the water column, in which the water sits, and also the reasonable use of the airspace above our property. No different to any other property, Larry.
Yeah. The rights to the water, but not the water. Is it?
Correct.
Okay. So you have absolute rights to the water?
We've got absolute rights to the water column. That's our view.
Well, is it your view? I mean, is that what the legislation states?
Well, the deed expressly states that the ownership of Taupo Waters does not include the water that is located on our land, but we define that we have the ownership of the water column and the reasonable use of the airspace, consistent with any other land.
Yeah, I get all that. So you're off to that. What happens if the High Court says, no, we don't agree with this. We don't believe that you have a right to levy a fee? That means that this is a risk, is it?
Oh, in any litigation, there is a level of risk. We've calculated that risk. We're not people that take high risks, so we're pretty, we've made our decision very clearly. And whilst there are risks involved, we believe, the case is before the court now. There's pretty limited in terms of what I can say in terms of chances, other than to say we've calculated our decision appropriately.
Is there anybody fighting this? Or are you front up to the High Court and state your case, do you?
Well, the case is going through a number of fixtures at the moment, and the judge presiding over the case has asked us to invite as many interested parties as possible to should they wish to participate. We've acknowledged and respected that, and last week we advertised in the local paper that this action was taking place, and it was open to anyone who had an interest in the case to make themselves known and participate if they should so feel like it.
Okay. Well, I thank you for coming on the program to explain that. Appreciate it. That is Topia Rameka, who is Chief Executive of the Tūwhiratau Māori Trust Board. It is now 5:21.
See Solomio live in San Francisco with News Talk ZB, flying Air New Zealand. Call now 0800 80 10 80 to win.